It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With your special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Multi-instrumentalist, co-founder, co-writer of the multi-platinum mega band INXS, Andrew Ferris is here to tell us about his new self-titled album that is a collection of songs that bring life to the stories of outlaws, freedom, cowboys, love, and paints the vivid pictures of gun-slinging bandits, Australian history, and international cultural spirituality. It is a masterpiece. Welcome to the show, Andrew Ferris.
Yay. How are you guys?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. It's a nice day here. I'm talking to you from inland Australia. I don't live on our beautiful coast. I live inland. It's quite a long way inland. I guess you call it the outback.
I love the outback. Great steaks.
Yeah.
Now, well, I got to do this for you because we're not going to sing it because we'd kill you if we did. But happy belated birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. I had a really good day there. I actually went to a wedding.
Oh, wow.
On my birthday. Yeah, it was nice. And my wife, Marlena, she's from Dayton in Ohio originally, but she lives out here with me now. But we went to a wedding, and she was feeling a little upset that she didn't have a party for me, but we got there and had a party anyway with these other people.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. Two in one, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Wonderful. I'd like to start this off just by going back just a little bit, if we can. And let's just talk about your mega hit that you guys had. You had so many of them, but one that we wanted to talk about was the song Need You Tonight. It was such a special song. Everybody in the world knows it and loves it. And it was just such a unique story behind this song. While you were waiting for your cab, you had this great idea, and when the cab shows up, you just asked him to wait, wait a few times, so just so you could get the ideas down and record it, and then you played it when you arrived in the studio in Hong Kong for Michael. Would you mind telling us about that and how you started this song with a 5-bar instead of the 4-bar and how that led into the co-writing with Michael?
Yeah, sure. Well, Naked Tonight came off the 6th studio album that INXS did. And by the time we got to that 6th album, we had established a very big international career. So we knew that what we were doing with the album would matter a lot in different countries. But when I started working on the music for what became the Kick album, that Need You Tonight was one of the songs that I was working on. And I had actually called a cab, taken to the airport to get a flight to Hong Kong, where Michael was living at the time. From Sydney to Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And while the cab was waiting for me to go, I came up with the idea for Need You Tonight, which put me in a really weird headspace because I knew I had to get on the plane to go write with Michael. And jets don't wait for you unless you're in government. So I basically started working on this song, but I grabbed a copy of what I've been working on. I just made it to the airplane. I flew the 9 hours or whatever it was across to Hong Kong, got out the other end, got in a cab, went straight to the studio where Mark was waiting for me to work on what became the Kick album. And he said, "What have you been doing?" I said, "I played it for him." And he goes, "That's great." In a moment, grabbed a piece of paper and a pen and scribbled down the lyric and literally sang straight off that piece of paper into what you would recognize as the song.
That's insane. That's
wow.
Insane.
Yeah.
Because you guys did so much with this song too, because normally people are used to the 4-bar, like the equal bar, like you changed everything when it came to this with the 5-bar, and then you guys destructed this song, like the tracking process, and then you deconstructed it into what you hear today back in Sydney, right?
Yeah, well, we actually took a 2-inch tape from Hong Kong back to Sydney, and the record producer Chris Thomas, he loved our demo. He just thought it was great. And there was another song called Mediate that I'd written by myself, and he wanted to attach the two songs together to make it a whole package of music or something. But the recording of it, you're right, when I was programming the drum machine part for Need You Tonight, I remember Chris Thomas, the record producer, saying, why does it have five bars instead of four? And I said, I don't know. User malfunction. I wish I was that smart to be able to tell you, but I'm not. I just got it wrong. And he goes, no. He goes, you got it right. He said, that's very clever. And I said, well, I wasn't trying to be.
It's pretty special, though, because that's what makes it so unique. Everything about you guys was unique. And what is your favorite memory writing with Michael?
Yeah, I've got to say, first up, I miss him as a friend as I get older. I don't so much dwell all the time on our professional experiences. It was more that I just missed that cheeky guy with a sense of humor that was a girl magnet. You know, yeah. That's the guy I miss, you know. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to working, I've lots of good memories of working with Michael, both in the studio, both songwriting, and on stage, too. The guy was one of those, I don't know, top five male performers ever.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
You know, just the guy was incredible.
Incredibly talented person, and it's just such a spirit that he had. I met you guys way back, and he was just such a light to so many people. But yes, you're right, he was cheeky.
Yeah, exactly. But that sense of humor, when you knew the man, you got it, you know, because he did have a sense of humor. And I don't like to dwell on the end of his life so much, I like to dwell on how many good times that we all had together and he had in his life. I dwell on those things.
Really, really special. And, you know, I look at where you are today and, you know, talking about these songs. We're going to play this back just for everybody to hear it right now. So let's play Need You Tonight by my very special guest, multi-platinum winner, singer-songwriter Andrew Ferris, here on Music's Journey.
You're one of my kind.
From the album Kick, there's Need You Tonight by INXS, co-written by Andrew Ferris and lead singer Michael Hutchins. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast with her special guest, Andrew Ferris. Here is Kim Sear.
2019, you released your first single, and that was Come Midnight, and preceding Good Mama Bad in 2020. And then last year, you had unveiled your Love Makes the World 5-track EP. And it was intended to bridge that gap, as you said, between the release of the singles and your solo album, which was delayed because of COVID. Talk to us about that.
Well, first of all, Come Midnight, believe it or not, was also written and was the only song that was written on my album around about the time I was co-writing and writing for the Kick album, that particular song. And my wife, Marlena, she always liked the demos I had of it. So she put it on as a ringtone and wake-up call on a phone.
Hmm.
Yeah, and so I actually dedicate the song to her. It's a song about, it's a positive song about when midnight rolls around, it's not necessarily always party time or... It's actually the beginning of a new day, if you stop and think about it. And so it's about new beginnings. And I thought that was a good way for me to start my solo country and western career.
Great story.
Yeah. But COVID, you're right. It really messed with the flow that I had in mind. But EP that I put out in between my album release turned out to be a good thing.
Sometimes things happen for a reason, right? And this whole 5-track that came out for you, your whole heart and soul is in that. And you had messages to the world. You took the fans on a journey around the world with this. It's pretty special. So tell us about that.
Thank you. I had done a lot of recording both at home in the farm where I live, way out back, and also in Nashville, because Nashville is near where my wife's family is from in Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I'd also written a lot of older songs and newer songs. And as I was trying to re-record them, one of the places I was also re-recording them was in Nashville. And when we were in Nashville, Marlena and I decided to take a little holiday and go down on a horse riding adventure, because we live on a farm, we used to animals. So we went down to the Mexican border to an area called the Chiricahua Mountains, the National Monument area down there, right in the corner of Arizona and New Mexico and Mexico. And I had an education, an old cowboy wrangler who became a good friend of mine called Craig Lawson. And he and his wife, Pam, and myself and Marlena, my wife, where he gave us an education all through that National Monument area of the Apache Indians, the U.S. Cavalry, the Mexican people across the border, the Mexican army in the old days, up the road in Tombstone with the cowboys, the outlaws, and the settlers. Everyone was trying to make a peaceful life themselves, with all this tumultuous history going on.
Mm-hmm.
What I never understood was that the area is a gritty, real wilderness. It's not a Hollywood film. And when I was a songwriter, and we were riding horses for 6 hours a day straight, I went back again to Nashville, and I recognized in Nashville that every music genre likes to have chart hits. And when you get it, as you say, in the room, in a professional way with songwriters, they say, well, come on, what can we do to get a great song together? We'll get a hit together, you know? And then I thought, when I got back from that experience, my mind was just on fire from the history of that area. And I began to put the pieces together of the history of country music.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and then I went, well, you know what? I think I know how to do this. I think if I was ever going to make an album, I will style everything in this way, so that everything I do, all the music, the lyrics, the fashion, the videos, everything will go down this road, so that there's a cohesive old school album style thing going on. And I it was very important to me to make sure the songs all fitted together lyrically.
Well, you can feel the roots, the real country roots. And it's amazing to see that journey that you take us all on. And as you said, it's just like you're there. You can picture how it felt back then. You can picture so much just with the words that you wrote, the lyrics in these songs. And it's just an absolute masterpiece that you've created here in your 12 songs.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the LP. I really appreciate that. And the vinyl, by the way, the artwork on both sides of the vinyl was something that was very important to me. I think it was kind of funny at first because people were like, hey, Andrew, you know, vinyl's gone now, it's all DSPs, you know. And I'm like, no, I want to make the vinyl record that doesn't look like anyone else's vinyl record.
You did it well, and like that's a limited edition too, correct?
I believe so, but if people keep buying it, I think they're going to keep making it.
So no.
So no. No. Well, it's just, I thought it was just such a brilliant idea, and I'm glad you did it that way. Really glad you did it that way, because it puts the importance on this, and I think that when fans are listening, people are going to, I've already heard it already, people saying that this is your home. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, that's interesting. A lot of people have really been, encouraging me, welcoming me into a community that really didn't have to. You know, they've been very kind to me, and I got to watch my back.
Well, I think that, you know, sometimes when you're looking at history and we kind of go through our life's journey, we think that we're on the path we're supposed to. And that's what I mean about heart and soul for you, because you can feel it. You always did with you, because you're an incredible writer. But to take a look at this journey that you're on now, sometimes those doors just open and you just realize maybe this was home after all. And, you know,
I appreciate that. I know what you're saying, and it feels natural.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for. That's the word I'm looking for. You're just a natural fit, you know, because you're an incredible storyteller to begin with. And that's where that genre fits so well for you. But to switch it the way that you have from In Excess to this, you know, that storytelling is just magic in both genres. And it just goes to show you, you know, exactly what you're capable of and that creativity and what it means to you to get it right. And you did this with this album. You got this right on the nose.
Thank you. I've had some incredible positive reactions to what I've gone and done. I actually said to Marlena, I said, oh no, what have I gone and done?
Can't take it back now.
Yeah.
I think you've done an amazing job with this one. And I think that so many people are just going to be able to love that bluesy feel to all of this and just everything that you've done with it. Your video is just absolutely amazing. Tell us about the process and creativity behind your video for Run Baby Run.
Sure. The video was, I was playing a big outdoor country music festival in Queensland called the Gympie Muster.
The what?
Now, that word gimpy is kind of weird, right?
A little bit. A little bit.
So, well, I'm on my way there, and I stop to get a coffee, and this steam train pulls in. You feel the excitement, and this thing looked magnificent, you know, breathing and snorting steam. And I looked at it, and I went, for such an old-school thing, it's cool. And that's what my whole vibe has been on my album, is about that pre-electricity idea. What was life like before electricity?
Mm-hmm.
Of frontiers that were meeting of cultures. Most of our frontiers now are all electronic, you know.
Big difference with technology, you know, today, and everything that we can do, even with sounds and things like that, that we can recreate. But it was so nice to see this. It was so refreshing, and just the way that you guys did this, absolutely incredible. I love the circus feel and all that.
Thank you. And the Steam Train Museum people very kindly let me use the train, and it was actually my wife Marlena's idea to have the girl running away from the bad guy through the train, and I was supposed to be rescuing her. And what I really wanted to do was jump off the steam train onto a horse.
Ouch.
But they said, Andrew, you're not going to do that. And I said, no, I really want to do that. I want to run along the carriages like Robert Redford did and Butch Cassidy and Sundance did, and then jump off the train onto a horse. But I am riding a horse at the very end of the video.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Oh, I love that. I would have loved to see that if you had tried, but your wife's going, no.
I would love to see him walk after he tried to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to play that song right now, so Run Baby Run, because it's just such an awesome song. Let's play Run Baby Run, singer-songwriter, In Excess founder, Andrew Ferris, here on Music's Journey.
A million miles an hour, flying too the sun, chasing down forever. Run, baby, run. Disillusion, living on the edge. Are you part of the solution? We're stuck inside your head.
Love that song. Very cool video. Run, baby, run. Love the circus performers, including the upside down crawler. Very freaky. Yikes. There's even a behind the scenes video you can find on YouTube, and that's pretty interesting to watch. Now, Andrew, your merch page has a lot of cool stuff on there, including Andrew Ferris playing cards. I need those.
that was my wife Marlena's idea. She's a smart girl, and everyone I've ever given a pack of, they're like, "What's this?" And I say, "It's my playing cards. You know, you got to have them."
Well, of course, especially for the Outlaws and everybody else, right? But especially for John, that's one thing he absolutely loved. The first thing he stopped on the page is, "Oh my God, they got cards!"
I'm an amateur magician, so I could do some incredible things with those cards.
Okay, well then, why don't you make a video? Film about it.
There you go.
Would love to. Yeah, send it off to you.
There you go. That's a good one. The animation pictures, all that stuff that you had for this was really important to you. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah. Well, the animation was on the vinyl, and a lot of the other artwork was done by an incredibly talented artist and friend of ours, Kiki Kiana, is the name. And she's just a massively talented woman. And when it came to doing the vinyl, I said, I want to have something that really is unique. And it sets the tone for the lyrics of my album. It's all related, you know. It's not supposed to necessarily be, you know, like token. I really did want the vinyl to be something really, really special.
Mm-hmm. They've done a brilliant job with that. And like I said, she did so creative. Incredibly creative, And I think everybody's going to absolutely love that. So where can they order this vinyl EP?
Okay, well, via my website, I think. I hope.
Well, I'll make sure that there's a link there for everybody to see as well. So that's not a problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. And so we just want to remind everybody that you can download this album now. This one is absolutely out and available. It came out on March 19th. It's self-titled album, Andrew Ferris. So we're really looking forward to watching how this one plays out. Incredible, incredible feel to this. A wonderful story in so many different ways. So just brilliant. An absolute masterpiece. And it was well worth waiting for. That's all I want to say. We were waiting for this one, and when it came out, wow, just, you know, goosebumps when we see this one.
Yeah, you know, that's the whole thing. When you've got a goose, you got to watch out for the bump. Right? And keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your eyes
where
peeled.
The trail meets the sky.
That's awesome.
Well, I gotta go, guys.
Okay, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. We have some great questions that we're going to be asking Andrew, and you'll see those on the article that we'll be attaching with all the video and single for the song. Such a great, great album. So I'm sure you guys are absolutely going to love it. If you haven't got it now, it is on a vinyl edition, a limited edition, which is really cool. And the artwork and the whole story that goes behind it, you'll see there. It's just such an incredible album. Great roots, great stories that are behind this album, self-titled album by Andrew Ferris, co-founder of the mega band INXS. Thank you once again, Andrew, for spending some time with us all the way from Australia. Pretty incredible to be able to talk to this absolute genius. We have got some great shows coming up for you. Jason Benoit is going to be here. Brett Kessel, Aaron Allen, Abby Stewart's going to be here. New Moon Junction, pop artist Maya Zita, Elise Saunders is going to be here. Diane Chase, Mackenzie Lee Mayer, and so many more. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey. We really appreciate all of our listeners around the world. We've got so many of you that are out in the UK, out in Australia, Mexico, Alaska. There's so many of you. Thank you so much for tuning in and welcoming us into your home, into your cars, and wherever you listen to this podcast. Thank you once again. We are honored to have you here, and we couldn't do it without you. So thank you once again. I am Kim Sear. Thank you for listening to Music's Journey.
Thank yous in excess to Andrew Ferris for chatting with us today. See what I did there? The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by nowandthenmagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Alexa, Podcast Addicts, Deezer, Player FM, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, and more. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.